This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Are you ready for a Celtics choke team?
I really wasn't. I thought they were going to pull that one off last night, so I wasn't ready for that. That was a little. That was an unfortunate way to start the NBA season, Jones.
There were a lot of things I thought were going to happen at the end of that game.
Yeah, seriously.
That just didn't.
Maybe hit a bucket.
Well, maybe give Jaylen Brown a touch. Like, I don't know. If that's Tatum.
Yeah.
If that's Tatum out there, there is zero chance anybody else is touching the basketball.
I don't know. You got the sixth man of the year out there.
Get a touch.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I thought the Celtics liked two-on-ones. I didn't realize they like one-on-twos with Peyton Pritchard at the end of game. I didn't realize that's the best basketball show.
Just take them. Take the whole team there, Peyton. You got it.
So is it too strong to call it a choke?
Maybe too well. No, they kind of did.
You're up 13. Yeah, in the fourth quarter.
No, that's a choke. And you did have a few good looks at it at the end too. You know, the Sixers can't hit their free throws, so they sort of keep you in the game. You didn't even have to hit a three at the end. A two would have won it. You had a couple of shots at it, like literally a couple of shots at it, and you weren't able to get it to go on a night where Joel Embiid does absolutely nothing.
So I think that's a big factor in why I'm so disappointed in last night. I thought. Wrong. I didn't realize Embiid was going to be on the minutes restriction. He was even playing the fourth quarter.
He was also super ineffective. They didn't need him.
So I'm saying he was going to be on the minutes restriction. He was B.
Turns out sucker's bet.
I'll credit my buddy who texted me this. He tailed my Embiid bet 30 plus 10 plus rebounds. He goes, unfortunately for us, Embiid is a corpse.
He is. It's weekend at Bernie's.
A corpse out there. Just a corpse.
It's over.
Empty luggage going up and down the court. And I'm like, oh my God, he looks.
I wouldn't say it's empty luggage. There's about $80 million in those bags that he's bringing up and down the floor.
But I tweeted this because I'm like, my bet's already dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, Embiid is trash. He's just trash.
He's a mess.
So you had trash Embiid, the corpse of Joel Embiid out there, and you get lit up by Maxey, who's a really good player.
Yeah. What was it? The Splash Brothers out there? Yeah, the greatest backcourt of all time.
VJ Edgecombe? What's his name?
VJ Edgecombe.
Combe?
Yeah, rookie.
Yikes.
One of the best. Yeah. One of the best rookie performances you've ever seen. Yeah, third overall pick in the draft at a Baylor. And the guy. So Maxey and Edgecombe combined for 74 points. 74 points from the backcourt.
If I told you going in they were going to get nothing out of Embiid and all you had to do was stop VJ Edgecombe,
then they'd be like, cover.
That's a win. That's a win going away.
A route. Empty the bench. Play the scrubs at the end. Garbage time.
The Sixers are horrible.
And trash.
If you listen to any of the postgame, Scal is on the postgame and he's making the Sixers sound like they should be contending for a title. I'm like, this team's terrible.
He kept trying to hype up Maxey and Edgecombe during the game. We're like, yeah, they're good. They're good.
They're fine.
They're good. They also
Maxey's good. Edgecombe, who has any idea? But
they also start Dominic Barlow and Kelly Oubre.
Thank you.
Like, come on, in the corpse of Joel Embiid. Yeah, Terp has the graphic now. Most points by a rookie in a regular season debut. VJ Edgecombe third behind Wilt Chamberlain and Frank Selvey.
Okay.
Both in the 50s. So this, we haven't had a rookie debut like this.
I saw he's already up to
70 years.
Plus 150 for rookie of the year.
Plus 150?
Yeah, Cooper Flagg stunk it up last night.
Yeah.
So that feels like a sucker's
bet. But here's the thing. Edgecombe's not going to face Peyton Pritchard and Anthony Simons every night.
Nope.
I like those guys. They seem like good guys. I don't know defensively how good they are.
So
that is a wild swing defensively. Listen, I'm not kicking and screaming about the Drew Holiday thing. We've moved on. I don't know how much great Drew Holiday there is left in his game, to be honest. We'll see how he plays out in Portland. But Drew Holiday, Derek White backcourt, that was nails. That's like as good as it gets. When Peyton Pritchard and Simons are on the court together,
holy moly,
that's bad. We saw it for years. When the Celtics had some smaller guards, they would go right at Isaiah Thomas. They'd go right at Kemba Walker, and there wasn't much you could really do. Kind of seems like it's the same with those two.
Yeah,
they're good offensively, or at least they can be good offensively. But last night, it was not an even trade-off.
Isaiah was second-team All-NBA, and it was only one of them.
Yeah.
Now you got two of them, and they're not as good as Isaiah.
No.
So, yeah, that to me is
an
issue.
And they combined for less points than Edgecombe even scored himself.
Yeah. Simons checked right in and, like, immediately left a shooter, and you're like, oh, boy. And Terp was telling us yesterday how his issues at the defensive end, I didn't pretend to watch a lot in the preseason.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, boy, immediately leaves a shooter. Later on, in that stint on the floor, he fouls with like 2 seconds left in the shot clock. The guy's shooting from behind the backboard. He's like, what are you doing? So I thought he settled in a little bit defensively.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know it from the way those two guys scored all last night. So there's a lot to get into with the Celtics opening up with a pretty bad loss. And the sky is not falling. Twitch chat, no one's saying that. I still think the Celtics should be top 6 seed in the East. I'm rethinking it a chunk.
No.
After last night.
There's 82 games, but this is the first one they played, so we're going to talk about the one that they played. They have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter at home.
They choked.
Against a team where Joel Embiid's not even playing in the fourth quarter, and he sucked all game. Paul George isn't out there. Who knows if he'll ever be out there. But you have Maxey, he's a good player. He's a nice player. Nobody's got him in the top 20, right? Edgecombe might be rookie of the year. We'll see. But nobody was saying that prior to the game. Like, the rest of that team, like, doesn't really impress me that much. You had the lead outside of Tatum, which, put that to the side until maybe March. You had your guys, right? This is a healthy team. You weren't sitting Jaylen Brown or anything like that. It wasn't, because I know there was some question about him, right? He had the hamstring injury at the last preseason game and
He looked fine.
He played 36 minutes. I didn't look at him like, oh, he was in trouble. So, yeah, that one's tough because there's going to be a bunch of teams in the Eastern Conference, which is wide open again this year, which is going to come down to a few games, right? The difference between the 6 seed, the 8 seed, the 10 seed, like, I don't think it's going to be separated by a ton of games.
Yeah, so I don't think the sky is falling. But last night, that's a choke. That's a
hunter.
No. But that was bad last night. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We will go on the clock at high noon. We're going to tell you why Drake May is or isn't the MVP through the first 7 games of the year.
Mm.
I'm on one side, Keith's on the other.
Mm.
So you're going to have to
embrace debate
until high noon. Embrace debate at high noon. You're going to hear that when we go on the clock. Why has Drake May been the MVP? Why hasn't he been through 7 weeks? Plus, we have a Key for Madness for you at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. Some good Red Sox offseason.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Some rumors, some good Patriots trade deadline rumors. We'll revisit Bill Belichick and his draft analysis of Drake May, because I think it's worth revisiting. since he was so spot on. We'll do that later on in the show. But we're starting with the Celtics, and I guess a larger NBA conversation. Maybe we can tie the two together with this text, Keith, at 617-779-7937. Guys, I'm surprised the FBI didn't arrest Embiid this morning after taking all the unders on his props.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
Honestly,
they're a little busy right now. They might look into it.
They might want to look into Embiid the way he was just, you know, as you said, weekend to Bernie sing his way up and down the floor last night.
Yeah, that's going to be a long season for Philly, that's for sure. But yeah, the FBI's got their hands full right now with the NBA players.
I'm a little confused at how they are separate but related, meaning Rozier and Chauncey Billups. One is for gambling.
Yeah.
Billups, there was a gambler who bet like 30 Rozier props in one NBA game in a span of 45 minutes. Billups,
nothing to see here, guys.
Billups has some sort of a legal poker ring going on. Nice. But how are they related? My guess is it's all related because it all ties back to the mafia. That's my guess. But I don't fully understand. Yeah. That's just a complete guess.
So we're getting into racketeering?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But maybe Embiid is next on your list to look into. I would agree with the text line. Why wasn't Jaylen involved late in the game, and how do you feel about Pritchard getting not one?
Yeah.
I can understand one. The ball found him. It's late. You got to get a shot up. Peyton Pritchard took both shots late? What the hell's up with that?
I don't like that. So I think the original one, you almost got away with it because he held on to the ball for a little bit, kind of got in the paint. He actually had a second to shoot it, but he probably thought maybe he'd get blocked. But on the replay, you're like, oh, he actually had a little bit more space right when he was at the elbow. And then he kind of took it to the hoop, and then you're like, oh, that was just a waste. But then you're like, oh, there's 1.8 seconds or whatever's left on the clock. At that point, you have to get the ball to Jaylen Brown. You have to. Or even, honestly, Derek White. Give him a crack at it. But, like, you got to get the ball to Jaylen Brown. I didn't like getting back to Peyton Pritchard. With that said, he actually did get a decent enough look.
The first one was horrible. The first one was a terrible possession. The second one, I agree, was a pretty good look because you had a second and a half. But it still shouldn't have been to him. It still should have been a play for Jaylen. Jaylen needs to get a touch.
Yeah.
If he decides to pass it because the defense plays him a certain way or doubles him and there's an open shooter, fine.
Yeah.
All the 2-for-1s that Missoula talks about so much, fine. He didn't touch it.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And it's not like it's one of these things where I would give, like, Jaylen Brown had the ball, drew the defense, kicked it out to a wide open Pritchard, right? That's way different.
That to me, I would feel.
He had the ball.
I would feel okay about
that. Yeah, because, like, I wouldn't, you know, when Michael Jordan's passing it to Steve Kerr or John Paxson, like, I'm not going to kill Jordan. Like, he drew the defense, but at least the best player had the ball.
You kill LeBron when he does it?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably do.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, of course. Shoot the ball, LeBron.
LeBron.
Coward.
It's the show's goat.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
He's your best player. We talked about before the show, like, he should have an all NBA type of season. Like, he should put himself back up there. No Jason Tatum. He is the clear-cut best player on this team. You're down by 1 point. So it's not even you got to shoot a three. And I know he didn't take a lot of threes last night, right? Jaylen Brown, I think in his perfect world, doesn't launch a lot of threes. You know, leave that to Derek White. Leave that to Peyton Pritchard.
Jaylen took 4. Derek White took 13.
Yeah, he's going to every game. Derek White's going to take 13 threes every game.
13 threes. Pritchard took 7. Simons took 6 out of his 10. So those were the biggest defenders of threes.
So, like, again, say you're down by 3.
Actually, I'm sorry. Hauser, all of his shots were threes, yeah.
Well, yeah. But, okay, so those 4 guys are a good example. If you're down by 3 points, maybe you draw something up where Jaylen Brown gets the ball, but then ultimately one of those 4 guys takes the 3. Fine.
Sure.
I don't care. You're down by 1 point. Like, Jaylen Brown can either go to the hoop. Like, Joel Embiid's not in there. You can go right to the basket if you want to. You can a little mid-range shot, whatever. He's got to get the ball in his hands. He has to. It's the NBA. The best player has to touch the ball at the end.
So who do you blame for that?
Missoula.
I would say it's Missoula first, and Jalen's a close second. Like, you
just go get it.
Or be in the huddle and be like, I want it.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, run something for me. And there is a fine line between, like, being too demanding and being a bad teammate, but also wanting the ball.
Because
there is a fine line there.
They had no timeouts, but the ball went out of bounds, so they were able to.
No, they had no timeouts there. They had a timeout with 8 seconds left whatever it was, because
Missoula
was pissed. Missoula wanted him to just run up the floor.
He was screaming for them to run, and they called timeout.
With their pants around their ankles. That's what he wanted them to go do, is just run down all helter-skelter and go get a layup.
Oh, he might have been onto something.
Maybe
it could have been worse.
Maybe the reason why is because he's like, I don't have any plays. Wait a minute.
Plays?
Go run down there and go
Brad?
Get a layup. I don't have any plays.
Brad, you got to play?
He doesn't want them to set their defense because he has no plays.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But my God, that was an embarrassing sequence at the end. From Missoula wanting them to run up the floor and not wanting a timeout, to them calling a timeout and him stamping his feet.
Yeah.
To
the worst coach ever.
Well, wouldn't disagree today. I actually like Mazzulla as a coach, and I'm probably closer to Wiggy than most of the rest of that show on Mazzulla as a coach.
Yeah.
But last night was a bad night for him, and he had nothing in those final 8 seconds.
No, and it was frustrating. And it was like you got out of get-out-of-jail-free card because it seemed like the final possession was just going to come down to that botched attempt by Pritchard. But then the ball went out of bounds, and you're like, oh, that one doesn't count. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you have almost 2 seconds. Phew. Oh, sorry about that, guys. That's a do-over. We're gonna hit the reset button here. We're gonna start over. We have the ball out of bounds. All we need is a bucket to win the game with 2 seconds left. Let's make sure Jaylen Brown also doesn't touch the ball. So yeah, that was super frustrating.
Didn't like it. Didn't like the start to their season. Didn't like the ending to that game. Are you starting to think it's going to be a long season? I'm not there yet.
No, it's one game.
We've been pretty bullish on the Celtics, I'd say, for being a playoff team and certainly being a top six seed in the Eastern Conference, which means you avoid the play-in. I'd be disappointed if they weren't at least in the play-in. If they don't make the postseason, it's an absolute failure. But what do you think their expectations are for this year or their ceiling is, especially with Tatum on the sideline like he was last night? Again, 617-779-7937. We can get into it. Plus, is Mazzulla getting exposed this year without a talent like Jason Tatum? Let's get into that right after Trending with Billy Lanning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.